Well, first of all, can you just tell us, welcome back, and how this deal came about? How much interest did you have in coming back? Did they reach out to you? You guys reach out to them? How did this all come about?
I mean, there was interest there from both parties. Once free agency opened, and I had a couple of phone calls with other teams, and the Jazz called, and we kind of just talked pretty much. It wasn't about basketball or anything. We just kind of talked, and you know, they made the offer. And I talked to my agent about it for about 5-10 minutes, took some more calls from other teams. And I just came to the decision, like, you know what, man, I feel better going back to Utah. You know, I love the system there. I love the organization, the city. I'm just familiar with it. It feels like home. So that's why I made the decision.
Next up, Sarah Todd, Deseret News.
Hi, Derek. I know that this might be like a little bit preemptive of a question, or maybe it's not even in your mind yet, but have you, I mean, since you're returning and you say things like it feels like home and you've been here for so long before coming back now, have you thought about where you might want to retire, or is this a place that you might want to stay?
I haven't got that far yet. That's a good question, but I haven't got that far yet. You know, we'll see what happens. You know, right now, I have a 3-year deal, plan on playing that out, and you know, we'll see what happens after that. You know, if it makes sense to, you know, resign back in Utah and retire there, then we'll see. But, you know, right now, you know, I'll just focus on this deal right now. But that's a great question.
Next, we'll go to Eric Walden, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Fave, good to see you again. Since we didn't really get a chance to speak with you, you know, when you left last year, wondering if you could just kind of take us back to that time when, you know, the Jazz kind of let you know they were going another direction, and kind of the conversations that you guys had that sent you to New Orleans, and just, you know, what were your thoughts about that, and how did that factor into your decision to come back?
I mean, I knew once they, you know, they went out and signed Mike Conley and they signed Bogdanović, I hope I'm saying his name right. I knew financially, you know, someone has to get traded, and I knew I was probably one of them. So we sat down and we talked, and you know, I just told them, you know, send me to New Orleans. You know, they had a good, exciting team at the time. They had the cap space, and you know, I think I made the right decision then. But you know, just coming back, like I said, it just felt like home. It just felt right. Had other teams with other offers, but no, Utah just felt right. You know, I wanted to come back. I wanted to play for Coach Quinn. He's like my favorite coach in the world right now. Like I said, I love the organization, love the city. It just felt right.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Ryan Miller, KSL.
Hey, Faves. I just got a question. Have you guys did you talk to Dennis, to Justin, about your role, or how do you envision you fitting in with this new style of team that you're now coming back to?
Right. I mean, I already knew my role once I, you know, signed back. You know, I already knew what it was. I'd probably come off the bench, probably, you know, wouldn't play 30 minutes, probably play maybe, you know, 20, 24, 25 minutes. I mean, yeah, we talked about it a little bit, but, you know, I already knew, you know, so that was probably one of my – it wasn't a concern for me, but, you know, I already knew coming in what was going to be.
Next, we'll go to Ben Anderson, KSLSports.com.
Hey, Derek, after spending so much time in Utah, what did you learn playing in New Orleans, and what did you like about the Pelicans?
Man, I enjoyed my time with the Pelicans, with New Orleans. They're a great city, you know, a great organization, and the young guys down there are talented. You know, they're going to be a really good team. But I knew they kind of wanted to go in another direction. They, you know, I wanted to go back, but I kind of felt they wanted to go in another direction. You know, that's why I decided to come out of Utah. You know, like I keep saying, man, it just felt right. It's home for me. I enjoyed my time in New Orleans. I wish them the best. And, you know, it just felt right coming back to Utah.
All right, we'll go with Eric Woodyard, ESPN.
Big Faye, what's up, man? Welcome back to Utah, man.
What's up, man?
Hey, first, like I said, I thought about you in that Jeezy and Gucci battle, man. I know you're the big Atlanta guy.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. I was definitely watching. I was definitely tuned in for that.
But no, just on a more serious matter, man. You know, I know you went through a lot last year, you know, obviously with your family situation, you know, your mom and everything. And, you know, did you ever, you know, sit back? It's a two-part question. Did you ever sit back and watch, you know, your old teammates and look like, man, I could possibly help them in this way as they was going through last season. And what's your thoughts on just returning with fans returning back to the arena as well?
I didn't watch as much of the Jazz last season. I mean, I watched them obviously before we played them, and a little bit after we played them, and when we was in a bubble, you know, that's all we could watch was the playoff game. So I definitely saw that, you know what, if I, you know, go back, you know, I can definitely help that team out. You know, we can definitely do something special there. And it's crazy right now, but you know, this is like the 1 year anniversary of my mom passing. She passed today last year. Today last year. So yeah, dealing with that. But I just saw that I can come in and get on the team and really help them out. And what was the second question?
I was saying just, you know, you about to return and the Jazz are one of the teams that's allowing fans to come into the arena.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just your thoughts allowing fans to be in there.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Wow. I'm pretty sure it's going to be exciting. I think the Jazz got, you know, one of the most loyal fan bases. You know, I've seen them throughout the years, and I'm pretty sure they're excited. The team's excited. I know the whole city's excited about that. So, I think that's an amazing thing to do. And, you know, hopefully everybody can stick to the safety protocols, and we can continue to build and bring more fans in there.
Stay strong, too, man. I didn't know it was the one-year anniversary, man. Stay strong, too, man. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Next up, we'll go Andy Larson, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Fave. Wanted to ask, you just said Quinn Snyder is your favorite coach right now. Why is Quinn your favorite coach? What makes him different or special, unique?
I don't know. I love Quinn, man. He's a smart guy, smart coach. He put everyone in positions to succeed. You know, and I'm just a believer in his coaching style. You know, the way he runs his offense, the defense, the way he's the leadership he shows as a coach. He's a player's coach. He communicates with you. You know, I just love him. So that was one of the main reasons why I decided to come back was because of him.
John Kuhn, AP.
Derek, you're coming back to a team that has a little bit of more of a scoring punch than maybe what you had a couple of years ago. How excited are you to play alongside guys like Mike Conley and Bojan Bogdanović and Jordan Clarkson, who can get buckets, who can get points when you need them?
I'm definitely excited about that. You know, me and Mike Conley text earlier, right after I decided to come back, and I told him how excited I was to, you know, team up with him. And like you say, Jordan Clarkson and Bogdanović are, you know, two guys that can put the ball in the basket also, along with Donovan Mitchell. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be something different for me, but I'm definitely excited for it.
We'll go to David Locke, Jazz Radio.
Derek, good to see you. Welcome back.
Oh, good to see you. Thank you.
Two questions. How much did you interact with the guys in the bubble? And then second, just kind of thinking about your first time we ever talked to you, and I've talked about this a lot, but like in that gym in Indiana, I think it was at Butler, like now we're on Zoom, like such just kind of bizarre contrast to these experiences. So first, how much did you interact with the guys in the bubble? And then just your thoughts on kind of these two reintroduction, the original intro to Utah.
No, I didn't really see any of the players from the Jazz in the bubble. We were staying in, I mean, I don't know if you was there or not, but we were staying in different hotels. So I really didn't get a chance to see them. I watched them play on TV, but I didn't really get a chance to, you know, interact with them as much. And second part of the question, wow. When was that, 2010? Wow. Definitely a difference now since the first time that you interviewed me. Obviously grown, obviously have a family now, kids, more confident now. And with Utah now, I just feel at home. Before, when you first interviewed me, it was kind of a culture shock to me, just moving across the country. And I was like 19 at the time by myself. But now, you know, I'm a lot more comfortable. And like I said, Utah is home to me now. So you know, I'm a lot more comfortable, and I'm a different person now.
Thanks. Great. Welcome back.
Thank Looks you. Like Sarah Todd from Deseret News has a follow-up.
Derek, when you left the Jazz to go to New Orleans, and you know, you saw the writing on the wall. You said financially that you were going to have to end up going somewhere else. In the back of your mind at all, did you think, if I can get back here, I will?
That was always a thought. You know, I didn't really think it was going to be the next season. You know, I thought like maybe, you know, down the line 2 or 3 years. But you know, once the opportunity came, and you know, talking to Dennis, talking to Justin, talking to Quinn, you know, I couldn't turn it down. Like I said, Utah is like a second home to me. I've been there since I was 19, around 2010. And it just, like I keep saying, it just felt right. You know, so once they came with the opportunity, I jumped on it.
I believe Craig Bowlerjack has a question. Bowler?
Hey, Faith. Welcome back.
Hey, how you doing, man? Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good to see you. Hey, I'm just curious, you know, your bread and butter, you know, with the Jazz, and it helps to have a Joe Ingles on that pick and roll in your hands. I mean, that has to be a big part, too, of what you'll be able to produce offensively. On top of that, that 12 or 15 foot jumper, do you think you still have ability to improve the outside shot even more along the way?
Yeah, I definitely still can improve that. Last year with the Pelicans, I wasn't asked to do it. I mean, I don't know if I'll be asked to do it with the Jazz this year, but I've definitely been working on it. We'll continue to work on it. And like you said, with Joe Ingles, man, me and him just compliment each other really well. You know, he's a great guy, great passer. He actually texted me too right after I committed to the Jazz, and the first thing he said was, you know, pocket pads, we back. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing he said. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he's excited. I'm excited about it. And, you know, it just feels right. Everything just feels right. So I'm happy for it. I'm happy about it.
Hey, Faves, welcome back. Great to have you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We have a question from Ryan McDonald, Deseret News.
Fave, obviously you've mentioned that you have a family now and whatnot. Did that play a factor in this with your family, or was it primarily a basketball situation, or knowing that you're how familiar you are, did that help knowing that your family would be in a place that you know well?
All right. I mean, for me, it was strictly a basketball decision. I mean, my family, they love Utah also. I didn't really talk to them before I made the decision. I just kind of just me and my agent talking, and I just went with what felt right. And it was more so a basketball decision, more so than a family decision.
Thanks. We'll go with Eric Walden, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Fave, this is not a super important question. I'm just kind of curious. You wore 15 with the Jazz before. You wore 22 with the Pelicans last year. Do you know what number you're going to be wearing this time around?
I'm hoping for 15 again. You know, that's my number. I'm hoping for 15 again, but if that's unavailable, I don't know. Might go back with 22 because that's my son's birthday on July 22nd. So I might go back with that one, but I'm hoping for 15.
Thank you. And then it looks like we have one last question, and that'll come from Dana Green, ABC4.
Hey, Derek, you must have gotten some reaction from your teammates. What are some of the better reactions you got, messages when the news became official? Who was the most excited?
Oh, man, I think everybody was. I think right after I committed to the Jazz, like I say, Joe Ingles, he texts me. Rudy texts me. Donovan FaceTime me. Donovan and Royce, they FaceTime me. Mike Conley texts me. And just some other guys around the area that I know, they text me. So I think everybody's like equally excited as well as I was. And that just showed the camaraderie that we had as a team, you know, before I left or whatever. It was like a brotherhood with everybody. So and once I committed, once it got out there that, you know, I agreed to join the Jazz again, a lot of the players hit me up.